Welcome to the Beauty Buzz.
I'm Jamie.
And I'm Ange.
We're two girls with one mission.
To empower women, share our favorites, and get down into the nitty-gritty of all things beauty.
Join us as we stop making beauty overwhelming and share with you answers to the topics that you want to know.
Hey, hey, welcome to this week's episode of The Beauty Buzz. This week, we are going to chat about our most repurchased items, the holy grails of holy grails, from beauty to skincare to makeup. I have a bunch that are things I repurchase often, can't live without them. I know Jamie has so many good ones. Do you want to start with your first favorite?
Oh, absolutely. So my first one is a skincare purchase, and it probably has to be my most repurchased product and probably the product that I pimp to every single person and their mom that I know. I'm always like, you need this. It's the PCA Xlinia Peptide Smoothing Serum.
Yes.
And it's just so good. Like, I feel like anybody over the age of, I don't know, 25, or if you have fine lines or wrinkles and you're 20, like whatever, this works for you too. But I just feel like it's one of those things that if you incorporate it early, because it helps smooth out the fine lines and wrinkles. It also, if you get Botox, it helps extend the life of your Botox, hence why it's Botox in a bottle. Yes. So for me, that's probably my A1 number one. What about you?
You are the reason that I started using Xlinia, and also the reason that I pair it with my Glow Pro.
Yes. The magic most duo. Of it.
Yes. But my most purchased, I'll start like that. So the product that I have repurchased the most in my entire career doing this is Urban Decay Naked 3, which I know an eyeshadow palette seems weird to be your most repurchased item, but I have bought this palette 3 times because it is so good. And they also don't sell my favorite shade in the palette as a single.
That's the one that's the rose gold shades, right?
Yes. And it works with my eyes. It works with my skin tone. We are best friends. It's my ride or die. I will always, always repurchase it. If they try to discontinue it, you'll catch me in the store buying 75 of them.
Well, that's how I felt about like the Naked One. That was like my everything. I had literally bought that 3 times. Once they discontinued it to make the Naked Reloaded or whatever the new one is, I stocked up on it. And I think I have like 6 back stocks.
Yes.
And I don't even want to open them because I even have the ones when they did like the dual-ended brush that they no longer do with it or the dual-ended eyeliner or something. And I'm just like, I don't want to not like lose out on it because all the colors in there are just me in a palette.
Yes. You'll catch me in the nursing home rocking Naked 3. And I'm not kidding. If they try to discontinue it, Urban Decay, listen up. I'm coming for you. I'm not going to let it happen.
You shot fired. You have been
exactly. All right. What's your next one?
So my number 2 most purchased would have to be Elemis Cleansing Balm. Ooh. And that's because I think I'm on like my 5th tub of it, like the big one. And I've even bought it in the small travel size ones because even when you're like on like a business trip or whatever, I don't want to be without it. It's a spa experience in a tub. And it's so weird to say that about a cleanser because I used to be so that person that's like, I'll spend like $3 on a cleanser. You put it on your face, you wash it off, it's fine. It's like whatever. But it's like the key to like all things skincare. And this one, it's just, it removes everything. Like it doesn't burn your eyes when you stick it on your eyes to like get rid of like even the most stubborn waterproof mascara.
Yeah.
Which for me is super important. And it just, it smells like heaven. Like it's a nice like 5-minute me time relaxation spa.
I like it. I like it a lot. My next one is another Urban Decay. It is their primer potion, their eyeshadow primer, which
like I the spent original
a lot of time. Yeah. I spent a lot of time thinking like primer's a myth and it's just, it's not. It is one of the only ones that doesn't like cake up and cause my eyeshadow to crease. I could get away with a couple other ones, but I always, always go back to Primer Potion whenever it's on sale, Black Friday, QVC, if there's a duo, I'm ordering it. I just have to have it in my life. It's the only eyeshadow primer that I travel with, which I feel like what you travel with speaks a lot to your big routine.
Time. Big time.
It's the only one that I travel with because I know that no matter what I'm going to put on my eyes, it won't do me dirty.
That is a good one. When I used to do bridal makeup, I would alternate between that one and the Too Faced Shadow Insurance.
Yeah. I feel like they're oddly similar.
They are. The only thing I noticed is like the weather out here, especially like wedding season when it's like basically the summer, Shadow Insurance, I feel like sometimes helped because especially like brides with oily eyelids, like it almost like sucked the oil out and like stuck it to their eyes so that they'd make it the whole night. I don't know how hard it was to get off after that, but it at least stayed the whole time for like pictures, reception, and all the things. But
gave them that good canvas.
Exactly. So my third most purchased would probably be the OG Origins Clear Improvement Mask.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I've used Origins since I was like 20, which is many, many moons ago now, it seems like. And I used to work at the Estee Lauder counter, and we would be, they're like a sister company with Origins, and the Origins counter was right next to us. And that was like the first product that I grabbed from them. And I was just like, this mask is a miracle worker. It's charcoal. It like works. It banishes breakouts like quickly. And now I find that it's like my go-to like breakout clearer. Like it does it quickly. I will say I have used it overnight. And I know you're not supposed to use charcoal masks like overnight because they could really be drying sometimes.
I won't tell if you won't.
Thank you. But I will say if you have greasy skin like I do, it doesn't really dry you out that bad. Like, ooh. I think if you did it, because you have, like, super dry skin, you'd probably wake up, like, crusty. Like, whereas...
I will do it for, like, I'll put it on a breakout. Like, I'll spot treat with it. Since I'm so dry, I'd never have put it, like, over my entire face. But I'll spot treat with it for, like, 10 minutes. And even that gets a little bit crusty.
I could see that. Because you have dry skin. Like, I got, like, grease ball. And it just, I don't know, it just works.
My next one is another primer, but it's a face primer. And if you guys are here and you follow me on Instagram,
you already know what it is.
I talk about this primer so much that I should honestly be like the spokesperson for it. It's the Too Faced Hangover Primer. If you have dry skin, end of the day, you need this in your life. It will make your makeup go on flawless. Nothing will get cakey. And I know that it works for other skin types as well, but dry skin specifically, you have to buy this. And it's always going on sale. Black Friday, there'll be a sale. Holiday season, it's always, always going on sale, especially on QVC. And it's just the best. It's the best primer out there.
Do you find that with that primer that you have to use a setting spray or? I mean, I feel like we now, like setting sprays is just like a natural step in every makeup routine anyways, but do you
I usually do, but I don't notice a difference if I don't, depending on the foundation I'm wearing. So if I'm pairing it with something super lightweight, I don't have to set it. If I was pairing it with something a little bit more full coverage, then yeah, I still need a setting spray. I don't think it really makes a difference. It has a big sister, the Hangover 3-in-1 setting spray that you can prime, set, refresh with.
Yes. So. And it smells good because it has coconut water in it.
Yes. It's my bae.
I love that. So my fourth repurchased item would have to be another PCA skincare product. It's the Hyaluronic Acid Boosting Serum. So... like we've tried multiple hyaluronic serums and I feel like most of them are like obviously ranging from price range. This one's more on the pricier side. Like I won't be lying. And usually the cheaper they are, the more watery they are, I feel like. And this one feels like literally like a serum. I mean, obviously it's called a serum too. But it's almost like a milky serum in a sense. Like you've tried it. Like,
yeah. And it's one of my favorites.
It just, like, I know it has three different types of hyaluronic acid, so it has different molecules to help, like, plump and hydrate, and all of the science behind it is great, but something about it, like, I feel like it also works good on oily skin as a primer.
Yeah.
Like, makes your makeup just, like, look beautiful before you put it on. Like, it's, I don't know, it's like a goddess in a bottle kind of thing.
My next one is actually PCA as well. It is their dual action redness. I have been using it for, when did we go to Arizona? 3 years ago?
I feel like this January will be 4 years ago.
Okay. So I've been using it. Okay, Ryder, that's Jamie's dog. He apparently does not want to hear about PCA. Anywho, dual action redness, I've been using it for like 4 years now, and it is absolutely the only thing that has ever touched my redness. I, like I've talked about, have dry skin. I don't necessarily have sensitive skin, but because I am so pale, I am prone to redness, and I just look flushed all of the time. And it used to be a lot worse, where I just looked like a straight tomato. And dual action redness, when I'm using it consistently and I'm not lazy, is the only thing that has ever gone in and really just kicked my redness out of the picture. And just, it just made it go away, basically. And then I am going to do my next one. So then Jamie will do two. R&Co dry shampoo paste. Again, if you've come from my Instagram, you know that we are anti-dry shampoo spray. We are taking it out. Dry shampoo paste is where it's at. You get a tub of it. It's a little on the expensive side, but I promise you it will last you like 2 years. You need the tiniest little amount. You just put it on your root, a little bit through like the mid shaft of your hair, and you'll never go back to dry shampoo in a bottle. I find, since I do a lot of bleaching, that my hair dries out. So dry shampoo sprays tend to have a ton of alcohol in them, which dries my hair out even more. That's why I switched to a paste, and I'll never go back. And I promise if you try it, you'll never go back.
I totally agree with that. I bought that because you raved about it last year. I have probably used it twice a week because I do keratin treatments on my hair. Like, I get a Brazilian blowout.
Yeah.
And I find that, because I only wash my hair once a week, because if not, it gets too dry. And the Brazilian blowout, though, I feel like makes the crown of my head like greasy, but the rest of my hair is totally not greasy.
Yeah. And
that stuff works so well. Not to mention, it looks like I've never even used it. Like, that's how much you get in it, and yes, how little you actually have to use. Like, it's insane. But, and it smells so good. Like,
that's why, like, it's funny that it's on this list, but it's because I have backups of it, and because I give this to people in giveaways to change their hair life. So that's why it's one of my most repurchased. If I'm being honest, I'm still using the second tub I've ever bought. Wow. And the only reason, I could have kept using the first one, but one day I left the lid off of it for like a week and a half. And
then, so it got all like dry and...
Not even dry. I probably still could have used it, but I was afraid that like dust and like just like random pollutants in the air got in it. So I was like, let me just open a new one. But this is like, I buy it for people. It's that good.
That's actually, that says a lot. Like,
yes.
So for me, one of my other most, I'll go with the hair care product that I have actually purchased now 4 times. So like I said, I get Brazilian blowouts. And in between, like after every time I wash my hair, because I don't use the Brazilian blowout like shampoo and conditioner. I probably should, but I don't. And so I've been using the IGK Good Behavior Smoothing Spray. Ooh. So this is actually almost like a keratin treatment in a bottle. So it's great, especially like because COVID, when we couldn't really go to the hairstylist, like this almost like helped extend the life of the Brazilian blowout. And what it does is it has like a natural heat protectant in it. So like, I think it goes up to 450 ish or so.
Ooh.
So you'll spray it on your hair while it's like a little damp And then I spray it usually again, like after I blow dry it to get it like extra straight.
Yeah.
And then I'll go in with like my flat iron and stuff. And it just gives you like a good shine, not greasy. It almost literally looks like I walked out of the salon, fresh Brazilian blowout, even though I'm like 17 weeks past new getting one.
That's
like,
awesome.
It's pretty good. It's very, very good.
You're doing your next one too. I did too.
Oh, okay. My last one, I think, is a makeup product. And I feel like everyone is going to say, oh, well, everyone raves about that and I don't get the hype. So this is my fifth bottle of this, and it's the Armani Luminous Silk Foundation.
Ooh.
So this foundation, it took me a minute forever ago to buy it because I was like, dude, $70 for a foundation is hell of expensive.
Yeah.
However, you only literally use one pump, if that. And it literally makes, it just makes your skin, like the canvas of your skin, flawless. Like at first I was like, all these celebrity makeup artists use this on their clients. Like, come on now. Like this can't even be real. They're just goddesses with like good skin. So like
yeah.
If you have good skin, everything looks good on you. Like, let's be honest. And now I get the hype. And five bottles later, I still get the hype. It works beautifully. The finish is like in between what I like. It's luminous, obviously, but it's like in between like the dewy that you like and like the almost matte that I like. Like it's like skin, but better.
Oh, see? And I've never tried it because $70 makes me want to cry in a
it's
corner.
It's expensive. Well, and the bottle size is like that big.
But maybe I'll give it a go. Maybe I could roll up into a Sephora and be like, just squeeze this in a little tub for me.
Can I get 17 samples, please?
I just need to wear test Wednesday. I'll probably never wear it again.
Could you imagine, like, you're like, I need four samples, please. I'll be back tomorrow for two more.
Exactly.
And then you do your wear test Wednesday and you're like, here's my little travel.
I just have this little bucket-sized thing. That would be me. All right, my last one is a drugstore goodie, and everyone probably already owns this, but it's the Physician's Formula Butter Bronzer.
Yes.
Obviously in the lightest shade for me because so pale, but it's one of those bronzers. I have maybe, I don't even think I have a top five when it comes to bronzers. Because I'm so pale, it has to be a certain shade to work for me. And the Physician's Formula is the one that I go back to the most, probably followed by Park Avenue Princess by Tarte. But what I've bought the most would be Butter Bronzer. And it also just smells delicious.
Well, and it's very affordable. Like I do like, so like I feel like with the Butter Bronzer, it started off like maybe two shades, like one that was like a little light, and then like their butter, I think bronze, I think is what the shade is, that's like the everybody shade.
Yeah.
But I liked that they started to add darker ones into the range of that bronzer for like people with darker skin, because it really does, it gives you like this like gorgeous like natural tan without looking orange or fake.
Yes, it is like the perfect actual kissed from the sun bronze that you can put on, especially pale skin for me. It's just, it's a ride or die for me.
I agree. I think it's on my top five, my top 10.
Yeah. All right. So that's what we have for this week. You all got to meet Ryder, Jamie's dog. I'm going to post a picture of him with this episode on Instagram. He was our special guest. We will be back next Friday with a whole other episode. Be sure to come hang out with us on our socials. Everything is linked down below. You can find our socials. I just said that. You can find a link if you want to call and leave us a voice message.
Yes.
With your questions. But that's all we've got for this week, guys.
So we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.